This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase for swiftenergy.gg. And go get QuestWorthy as well. swiftenergy.gg, promo code QUEST. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a remix trailer, Haunted Chocolatier. Got some interesting stuff. And the Silent Hill 2 remake could be coming to PlayStation later this month. But we begin with the Supreme Court. Engadget.com did say that the Supreme Court did deny Google's request to pause the Play Store changes while it does appeal the Epic Games case. So this was an attempt to block the injunction requiring Google to make some major changes to the Play Store because it lost its case with Epic Games. And both The Verge and Reuters did report that Supreme Court did deny the company's request for a partial stay on the injunction while it does prepare for the appeal. So Epic CEO Tim Sweeney did get up on X about this and said, quote, "The Supreme Court has thrown out Google's stay request. Starting October 22nd, developers will be legally entitled to steer U.S. Google Play users out of the app's payment without fees, scare screens, and friction. Same as Apple App Store users in the U.S. Now, Google was accused by Epic to have an illegal monopoly on the app, a part of its distribution and the app billing services for Android devices in the lawsuit. The federal jury did side with Epic Games in December 2023 and did conclude that it was negatively affected by Google's policies. Google did try to get the court decision overturned, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decided to uphold the court's original ruling in July this year. And the company did file an appeal to the Supreme Court on October 27th, and it did petition it for a partial stay for the permanent injunction. Google spokesperson Dan Jackson did talk to The Verge and said, quote, "Android provides more choice for users and developers than any mobile operating system, and the changes ordered by the U.S. District Court will jeopardize users' ability to safely download apps. While we're disappointed the order isn't stayed, we will continue our appeal," end quote. But a lot of people are appealing to Bungie, and they are. Via PushSquare.com, Bungie's FPS Marathon is coming to closed technical test this month. Now, according to PushSquare, they are saying that Marathon has not done so well. And while they are not expecting a, quote, Concord-style catastrophe, end quote, the developer Bungie could figure out how to promote the project, which they're saying is also an uphill battle. Now, the game itself went back to the drawing board and was rebooted. And with this closed technical test, which will be starting October 22nd and will end on October 28th, we will find out more about the game. Now, if you want to register for it, you got till October 16th. And that is in the GQDN show notes. So if you want to try it, you'll be able to. Or you can go to bungie.net and go through all the hoops there. Now, what else could be going to PlayStation? According to Eurogamer, Silent Hill 2 and the remake will be coming to PlayStation later this month. Now that's the remake of Silent Hill 2. And that's according to the insider, we know his name, Bill Kun from Deal Labs, who did report that Konami and Bloober's team will be added on October 21st. Silent Hill 2 was released last October on the PlayStation 5 console exclusive, but was also on PC. So if you're looking for a little bit of scary games, and it is that time of year, you can go for it sometime. But it is reportedly coming to PlayStation. But there's another one that's coming out soon? GameSpot.com did say that The Haunted Chocolatier didn't quite get a release date, but it did have some trailers and gameplay. Now, Will they get a release date? There's nothing that is solid right now. But it did say that Stardew Valley 1.7 is being worked on right now. And Concerned Apes was also working on The Haunted Chocolatier. So The Haunted Chocolatier will show up before Stardew Valley 1.7. That's according to GameSpot. And that was because of a blog post on September 12th. So, what's in the trailer? Well, there was some haunting music. There wasn't any additional gameplay, but the trailer did show a snowy mountain with a bakery and other buildings, including your chocolate shop. And within the chocolate shop, you jump into a portal, which would take you to a combat dungeon. And that's the portal where you gather some chocolate ingredients, which can be used back in the chocolate shop to make products to sell in your store. Now, they did show the gameplay a little bit and how to make some truffles and some chocolate bars. And they did show up some of the characters. And I already gave you the setting. Snowy Mountain. Looks interesting, don't you think? Oh, PlayStation also has a new controller. And it's blue. So if you like blue instead of white, well, you can find it only at Walmart, according to PushSquare.com. And maybe on their website as well. The recommended retail price for this thing is still $85. Good luck. And speaking of PlayStation, keep in mind the Amazon sale is going on right now. So if you check out GamesRadar.com, you would know that the PlayStation Pro, PlayStation 5 Pro, is at $620. Right now, that is just 10% off. But when you take in the recent price hike from the PlayStation 5 Pro, which went up to $750, well, now you're saving $130 by picking up the pre-owned console during Prime Day, and you're saving $80 from the original $700 price. So if you want a PlayStation 5 Pro, there you go. I got some other stuff there for sale, too. One last thing, just know that the Legion, Warcraft Legion Remix trailer did launch. It's coming. The Legion remake is coming. This has been a Dawnforge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people. Thank you.